What you had in Japan is you had a tsunami and an earthquake. And the way a nuclear power plant works is you've got to add cooling water to these reactors. And so you're going to need a pump and you're going to need electricity to do that. When they lost off-site power, so the power of providing power to these pumps, you would then go to these emergency diesels in Japan, and just as you would in the United States. But the tsunami flooded their diesel generators. So then this puts them in what they call a station blackout. In the United States, we've all had to demonstrate that we can handle a station blackout. But what we've learned from Japan is we really need to be able to handle that for a longer period of time. So what we're looking at now is a comprehensive strategy on how we're going to provide power or provide water. So we're doing staging portable pumps, portable generators, either at the facility or the central locations across the United States, where if any plant needs it, they can get all that equipment and send it there as needed.
I know one of Illinois' power plants is located in Clinton, about 250 miles from the New Madrid fault line. Let's say Illinois experienced a massive earthquake or any kind of natural disaster. How prepared is Illinois for something like that?
Well, I would say that as an industry, I know Exelon is the company that runs all the power plants here in Illinois, and they have been heading up and working along with the Japanese people as well as the rest of the industry on how to prepare for these natural disasters. And I would say that they are prepared because they have been stockpiling equipment at designated locations to help mitigate anything that may happen that Mother Nature may throw at us.
And to kind of give you an idea on how plants are designed for earthquakes, what they'll do when you originally build a plant is you will look at the worst earthquake that has happened within 200 miles of your location. Then you'll pretend that earthquake happens exactly on the site where the plant is, and you design for that earthquake at your plant. And what each plant has, they actually have earthquake sensors. So if a certain amount of ground motion is occurring at the plant will go ahead and shut down, which is what happened at North Anna, a plant in Virginia, in 2011.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, and this kind of looks at something I just read in the last week about Japan. The government there has unveiled a plan to phase out nuclear power by 2030 following the Fukushima disaster last year. Japanese government wants to use more renewable energy and import more oil, coal, and gas for its power needs. Why shouldn't the United States do the same thing?
Problem with doing that is we don't have enough electricity if you just go through one source. You're just not going to have enough for what the demand is. And then you're going to have to look at cost. In the United States, nuclear is coming in at 2.19 cents per kilowatt hour, and that's going to be cheaper than gas. It's going to be cheaper than oil. Obviously, oil is going to be really expensive to run electricity from. And then you have renewables, which are great, but they're not going to be able to cover the entire demand because the sun's not always shining, the wind's not always blowing. So, I mean, that's obviously Japan's decision to make, but they will see increased cost in electricity.
Well, not only increased cost, but nuclear power plants don't emit any greenhouse gases. So in order to build power plants, say coal or natural gas or something like that, to offset the nuclear, you would have that much more natural, the greenhouse gases going into their atmosphere as well.
What do you think the future of nuclear power looks like in this country?
I think the future for nuclear power is really exciting right now. It's not moving as quickly as we would all like to have seen it, but we do have four plants that are currently being built. And then there's a lot of talk about small modular reactors. These are smaller scale nuclear power plants that are a little bit more portable and easier to put in different locations.
One more thing to add. You could also use an existing facility. Say you had a coal plant that was shut down, decommissioned, whatever. You can use small modular reactors to put on the same site so that they could utilize the transmission lines that are already there. Nuclear power is safe, reliable, affordable, and of course it produces power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, that's a lot higher than any of the other power sources out there.